This episode of the Friday Fix is brought to you by Stamps.com. To make the most of your workday, it's important to eliminate unnecessary tasks like going to the post office. Everything you would do at the post office, you can do right from your desk with Stamps.com. It is quick and easy to use. You can buy and print official U.S. postage using your own computer and printer, which is awesome. And they will even send you a free digital scale. You just plug it into your computer. It instantly calculates exact postage for any letter or package. Stamps.com will even help you decide the best class of mail based on your needs. It's like having a postal expert right at your desk. Most importantly, you never have to go to the post office again, which we never do at Dark Overlord Media, because we're always using Stamps.com for the postage for your books and t-shirts and all the other things that we ship out. We really believe in their service. We use it all the time. Have used it for 4 years. Right now, you can use my last name, Sigler, for this special offer, a no-risk trial plus a $110 bonus offer, which includes the digital scale I was telling you about, and $55 in free postage. That's nutty. So don't wait. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Sigler. That is Stamps.com. Enter S-I-G-L-E-R. And now on with our Friday Fix.
Welcome to the Friday Fix, where we give you news and interviews from the world of Siglerism, an extra hit to string you out until Sunday story. And now here's your host, Dark Overlord Media's director of doom, a real girl herself, A. Kovacs.
Hey, junkies. Thanks for joining us for this Friday Fix. I have a special guest today. Hello, Scott Sigler.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. I'm here today with Scott to tell you a little bit of a publishing tale of woe, a short story made very long after I tell you the short version, which is you are about to get a notification that your pre-orders for the All-Pro and the MVP paperbacks are being canceled. And I will tell you why later. I will tell you how to fix it. You'll be able to reorder later. But the short answer is we are switching distributors, and it's a good thing. We're happy about it, but it's a little bit of a tale of woe that we'll get into. Mm-hmm. But they need to know. You need to know. Canceling your pre-order sometime today. We can't do anything about that. We can't save them for you, but we hope you pre-order. So thank you for joining me for the tale of woe.
Yes. Yes, it is quite a tale of woe. So hopefully we get this out before you get the email from Amazon. Basically, Amazon sending you a digital middle finger saying, you don't get your pre-order, sucker.
Yes.
But we're going to explain to you why. However, as I said, and I'll reiterate, books are going to be able to be pre-ordered. We're still publishing the All-Pro and the MVP. Everything is fine. There's nothing to see. Well, actually, there's a lot to see here.
Yeah. Starting with the long and short of the how we got to publishing, we decided that it was important for us to get into bookstores with the rookie and the starter paperback. I think you did some number crunching on the number of versions of the rookie
right.
that we had given away. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, the purpose for us getting into bookstores was, you know, when you're coming up as an author, you always dream of being in the bookstores. And then I got the deal with Random House, which is great. I'm in bookstores. But then you and I have put out the rookie, the starter, the All-Pro, and the MVP. And we had this vision that, you know, if we could get our own distribution into bookstores, well, now we've got ebooks covered, audiobooks covered, our own pre-order hardcovers, and we'll have paperbacks in stores. We won't even need a publisher anymore. We can do it all ourselves.
Right. And we were starting to have more and more success with the ebook. That was reaching out to new audiences.
Mm-hmm.
About, I'd say maybe 1,000 books a month overall for Dark Overlord was mm-hmm. at that point that it started always tripping 1,000. We thought, okay, we got to look out. Find new people, find new audiences.
And at the time we started the process, the industry numbers were about 25 to 30% of books sold were electronic, being audio or ebook. So you still had 75% of the marketplace buying books in bookstores. Well, we want to get at that marketplace. The other reason is with the podcast, we've generated a lot of loyalty and a lot of fans. It all told, counting hardcover, ebook, audiobook, the free podcast, and then where the most of our consumption has come, the free ebook or the free audiobook over at podiobooks.com, we've moved about 72,000 copies of The Rookie.
Right.
And that's not as impressive as it sounds, because some 40,000 of those were downloaded free over at podiobooks.com.
That's still pretty
impressive.
It's still
great. It's still great. But
we'll still take it.
That means from in business speak, we have completely saturated our market.
Sure.
Everyone that we have contact with who wants to listen to or read The Rookie probably already has. So the point was, get into bookstores where 75% of the book buying marketplace will come across this book, see it, and then we've got a chance to get at a whole new set of customers. So that was the big reason we were going after the distribution.
So a lot of you who know Scott and I in person know that When it comes to things entrepreneurial, I am much more pragmatic and Scott is much more, let's take the risk, let's see where we land. And that normally serves us pretty well because we meet somewhere in the middle. Mm-hmm. I'm more pragmatic, he's more outrageous, and we end up at something reasonable. And where we ended up was we talked about it and thought we could fund 3,000 of each book. Mm-hmm. We would print 3,000 copies of the Rookie in paperback, 3,000 copies of the Starter. And then we went out to try and find somebody to distribute those for us. And when we met and worked with Diversion Books and Perseus, that's the approach we made. We will print 3,000 of each. And then what happened?
And a little more backstory. We had a contact put us in touch with Perseus. And Perseus is a big distributor. I assume they're very good at what they do. And we got the hardcovers of Perseus and they liked them. But then Perseus came back and said, because you're brand new, we're not going to pick you up unless you have a partner. And that partner wound up being...
Diversion Books.
Diversion Books. And Diversion Books had a relationship with Perseus. So we partnered with Diversion to make the paperback, except by partnering, what that really means is A&I paid for all of the print costs. So we are full-on publishers. Nobody covered any print costs but us. So any prospective authors out there or entrepreneurial authors or ebook authors who are thinking, oh, I'll find a publisher and they will pay for printing my books and I will have lots of money. That didn't happen for us. We paid for the whole print run ourselves.
We did.
So we looked at it and we're like, okay, well, we've sold 3,000 hardcovers. So reasonably, we think 3,000 paperbacks is a pretty good place to start. 3,000 for each title.
Yes.
And then all the great shine on of 2011 began.
Yeah. It went hog wild. We said 3,000 is where we thought we would feel comfortable and where we should start. And we ended up shining on and getting sold into printing 10,000 of each copy.
10,000.
10,000 of the Rookie and 10,000 of the Starter, each book.
Right.
10,000 is a lot of copies.
It's a lot of copies.
It's enough copies that I could build a fort and live inside.
Which would be cool. That would be very cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But we were told so many things.
There's going to be front of store.
There was going to be front of store co-op.
Yeah.
So people were going to walk into stores and see these trade paperbacks with these very colorful football covers with aliens on the cover. Mm-hmm. We were excited about that. It's a lot like Snakes on a Plane, as Samuel L. Jackson said. Once you hear the title of this movie, you're either going to see it or you're not going to see it. There's no marketing necessary.
Right.
If you see the covers of The Rookie and The Starter, you're either going to go, oh my God, this is the best thing ever. Or you're like, that's not for me. There's really no middle ground. So we thought having that front of table display, you walk into Barnes & Noble's, see that book, we're going to get that 75% of the book buying marketplace. We're going to get a crack at them.
Yep.
So that was supposed to be a 2-week run of front of store.
Super exciting, super heady times there. Uh-huh. Yay, you're the best thing ever. You're the new Harry Potter. It's going to be awesome. Yay.
Yep, yep.
And then how'd that work out for us?
Well, the books actually, when they got into stores, we had some of our diehard junkies. This is another thing we'll talk about with the distributor is Amazon sales versus brick and mortar sales and how, guess what, you can't win. We'll tell you why in a second. But we drove our diehard fans, do you want a paperback copy of The Rookie? Either you weren't around when the hardcover was out or you just want to support the cause or you want to get it as a gift for somebody or for yourself, whatever, you're a collector, go to a bookstore and buy it. So we did that and we got a really good first week run, but what we started to get was reports from these people that they couldn't find the book. Same problem as always because it wasn't in the front of the store. Some stores it wasn't in the store at all. Some places we were cover out in the YA section down on a low shelf, but there was no display for the whole reason we had printed 10,000 copies of the book because it was supposed to be a big splash for this thing.
Right.
There was no big splash.
Right.
There wasn't even A went in, couldn't find the book the day of.
Oh, it's heartbreaking.
To buy the book when it came out. So we made the same mistakes I made with Ancestor way back when I tried to drive people into bookstores to buy the book to patronize brick and mortar and keep them going to find out that brick and mortar is selling thousands of books and could give a crap. They don't care. It's just another book to them.
But then we got dinged for not selling enough copies on Amazon in the first week.
Then we got dinged. So we drive traffic into Barnes & Noble. Like, we're in Barnes & our book is in Barnes & Noble. That's a big effing deal. We're in indie bookstores. We're in Barnes & Noble. We're in Powell's. We're in different chains. We're very proud of this. This is not something just anyone can do. We've worked really hard to get to this point, only to find out that Perseus is upset because we didn't sell enough on Amazon.
Right.
Like, that would have been good information to have beforehand because we could have driven all of our traffic to Amazon. So now we're at odds with Perseus, although they asked us to print all these books. They skin off their nose.
Yeah, and they end up not doing the co-op for reasons we still don't understand.
Right. And we were never able to actually speak to someone at Perseus. We had to go through the middleman of Diversion. Mm-hmm. So we never got any information.
But they never got any information either. Diversion never got any information.
They didn't get any either. But so now we finally got to the point where we're getting ready to put out the All-Pro and the MVP in paperback. And we think that'll be a bigger deal for us in the long run, because you look at the series, there's four books, people will be more apt to try and pick it up and do that. But we just flat out decided it's time to change distributors.
Mm-hmm. Time to work with a different... I think one of the things we learned is we thought everybody in the business had more understanding of distribution than we did, because we'd never done distribution before. And as it turns out, had we actually stuck to our guns and gone with our original plan, instead of having printed 10,000 and not have all of the sunshine that I was promised, we would be headed into our second print run. We would have been in a perfect spot. This would have been the perfect... We were right all along, and it was the perfect number, but that's not what we did.
And the longer I'm in the publishing industry, the more I realize that when you are an aspiring author or your first book is out and you're coming up, even people doing ebooks, audiobooks, you have this tendency to believe that people in the industry actually know what they're talking about.
And I think that's any business. And the reality is everybody thinks everybody else knows more about it. And not everything. I mean, I'm sure a surgeon knows more than I do about heart surgery. But
as you get more experience in any business and as you get older, you come to find out that there really isn't a great level of expertise. There's a lot of people doing the best they can with the information that they have. But to assume that your instincts are wrong can be a big mistake. And it was a giant mistake for us.
We would be heading into
the second printing
of our...
cash positive. Second printing of our indie book, which we got into all the bookstores in two countries and working on getting into other countries. We would be having this great success right now. Small, very small, don't get me wrong, but a great success for independent entrepreneurs who are putting out their own books. And as it is, we've got a backlog of print copies because we listen to people. And the other thing to keep in mind is we really pushed back against them. They're like, 10,000, like, we don't think we have that kind of market. We don't think...
Or money.
We don't think this is going to work. We would be more comfortable printing this many copies because that's in our budget and we think that's what the demand will be the demand for the books. We got talked into it, and we had a lot of heartfelt discussions about that off the record with Perseus. We were like, do we really want to do this? This is a big deal. This is this is our business money that we have. And we got talked into it, and we were wrong.
Yeah, we were wrong.
Yeah.
Regardless, enough of the boo-hooing. What we've decided to do from here is to switch to a smaller distributor that better matches our game plan and our forward thinking. What that means for everyone's pre-orders, because there are a whole bunch of pre-orders out there, is every one of them will get canceled because all that ISBN number for each one of those books is tethered to Perseus. So we're going to get rid of that pre-order. There's nothing we can do about it. It'll get completely canceled, and I can't switch it to a new one because you can't have two of the same book in the system at once. So we have to cancel it, change ISBN numbers, put the books back out for pre-order. The good news about this is Scott and I talked about it, and instead of coming out in October, as it was supposed to come out in October, we're now going to come out sooner. Mm-hmm. And so if you pre-order the new book when it comes out, or the new pre-order when it comes out, and we'll post that's live, and you can do that if you want, instead of getting it in October, you'll get it on September 3rd, a month earlier. That's the one, so far, the nicest bit of the whole big switching things up.
And as soon as it is available for pre-order at Amazon and Barnes & Noble and everywhere else, we will send that out in the newsletter. We'll talk about it on the podcast, talk about it on the website. Of course, I will tweet at Scott Sigler, or you can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/Scott Sigler. Or if you don't already have a profile at scottsigler.com, you should do that, because every twice a month we send out a newsletter talking about all kinds of crazy, boastful, braggadocious, fun stuff. Mm-hmm. And this will be included. So as soon as that pre-order link is available, we will put that up for you, and hopefully you guys want to get your paperback so you can have all four.
Yep. So the very, very too long didn't read that. Now you just listen to all of that. Peter's being canceled. Yours is going to be canceled. I am very sorry about that. Scott is very sorry and also crabby about that. Mm-hmm. And in a few weeks, there'll be another pre-order up for the All-Pro and the MVP. And the good news is, if you wait and pre-order again when it comes up in a few weeks, you'll get your book about a month sooner.
And thanks again to our sponsor, Stamps.com. Remember, all the books you guys buy from us, we ship out with postage we print on our own from Stamps.com. And I know I pimp it out at the beginning of the episode, but we're big fans of their service. And if you are shipping anything for your business, you should definitely check them out.
I know. I crazy love them because I do a lot. I do most of the book print, most of the book shipping, mm-hmm. and I can do it at 2 a.m. and print postage if yep. I need to. And unfortunately, sometimes I end up doing that. So anyway.
So if you want to know more about that, go to scottsigler.com/stamps. And that is it for our Friday Fix.
Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you real soon.
You have been listening to The Friday Fix, hosted by A. Kovacs. Produced by the A-Team of A. Kovacs and Ariok Morningstar. Content in this podcast is copyright of Dark Overlord Media and might just kick you in the nuts when you're not looking. For more information on author Scott Sigler and for free weekly audio fiction, visit scottsigler.com. Theme music is the song City of Angels by The Distillers off the album Sing Sing Death House.